Mesechtes Hurriyus, Daf Gimel, 7 lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Aleph taught us that although the only time there's a requirement to bring a Parham Dov Shel Tziba is if Bezdin Paskin incorrectly benegay something where you have a Chiyav of a Chatas, and then Roiv the Tziba was Asa PM. However, the Mishnah taught us that even if a Yachid was Toilu B'das Bezdin, and he went and did this Avera Al Pida Ra Bezdin, so although there would not be a Chiyav to bring a Parham Dov Shel Tziba, but the Yachid would also not be Chayiv to bring a regular carbon chatas and would not bring a kisbo usira. On that base on the base, we already saw that Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishnah is going dafkal feed the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, Avacham Imi Yachis Shaasa by Ras Bezin Chayiv, and since there is no Chayiv to bring a Param Dav Shel Tziba, so even though the Yachid was Taylor of a Bezin, but he would still be Chayiv to bring a chatas Chiglev and would be required to bring a carbon chatas of a kisbo usira. And Agamar now begins that although Rabbi Yehuda stated in the name of Shmuel, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda the Tana. However, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Zudiv Rav Meir, Havachachav Imim Yachid Sha'asa by Ras Bezin Chayiv, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rav Meir. However, the Chum argue on the Shita Rav Meir, and they hold that Yachid Sha'asa by Ras Bezin is going to be Chayiv to bring a Kitzpah Usira. And the Gemara now asks, Mai Rav Meir, Mai Rabbanon, where do we find the Shita Rav Meir and the Shita Rabbanon? And the Gemara states, that Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Hoyu Va'asu Rav Meir Paita V'Chum Chayivin. And this brisa is difficult to understand, and the Gemara will now try to explain this brisa. And certainly the brisa means that Bezdin paskin incorrectly, but the Gemara asks, Man Osu, that what does the brisa mean when it states that the Osu and Rameo would be Paita and Chum Chayvin as Elim and Bezdin, as if you will explain that the brisa means that, for example, if Bezdin paskin incorrectly, that a type of Chalev is going to be Osu to eat, and then Bezdin actually ate that Chalev, so the Gemara asks, My time the Rabbanan de Mechaybe, how could the brisa state that the Rabbanan hold that it would be chiyav to bring a parham dov shel tziba, v'atanya, but we learned to the brisa, yachal heru bezin v'asu bezin, that you would think that if bezin paskin correctly, then only bezin themselves went and did that issa, yachal yu chayavin, then you would think that bezin would not be chayav to bring a kispo usira, and instead it would be chayav to bring a parham dov shel tziba, and talmud lema kol v'asu, maisa tali b'kol, v'hira tlui b'bezin, that the pasuk and pashas v'yikra b'negei the parham dov shel tziba states, v'im kol das yisrael yishku, and as Rashi explains that since the beginning of the pasuk states v'nelam davar the haynu shahiru laver, and this teaches us that they paskin incorrectly to be ivan isin the Torah, and the pasuk tells us me'ini akol the haynu bezdin, and this specifically refers to bezdin. But we then read the end of the pasuk hakol v'asu, that the asiya of the actual isra has to be done by the actual kol, and generally kol refers to most of Klal Yisrael, and certainly the Chacham could not hold that a Bezdin alone was the one that did this Isser, then they would be chayiv to bring a Parham Dov Shel Tziba. And the Brisa continues, Elohu Bezdin v'asu Reiv Kol, and if you're going to say that the Brisa is referring to a case where Bezdin made a mistake in the Psak, and then Reiv of Klal Yisrael did this Isser, therefore the Chacham hold that there will be a chayiv to bring a Parham Dov Shel Tziba. But the Gemara points out that if this would be the case of the Brisa, then my time to Rameh the Paita, then how could it be that Rameh would say that there would be a Ptura bringing the Parham Dov Shel Tziba if this is the classic case where there's a chiyav to bring a parham dov shel tziba. In order to be able to explain the machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim, and in order to explain this brisa, so the Gemara states, Elav haru bezin v'asu miyakol, must be the case of the brisa was in a scenario where bezin paskin incorrectly, and then only a mid of kol went and did this iser, and of a hakamifgi, and the machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim is as follows, as masava yachid she'asu bei ras bezin patar, as Ramei holds like a Mishnah, that a yachid she'asu bei ras bezin is patar, and that's why Rameya says that they're potter, as even though they won't bring a parham dov shel tziba, but these yechidim will not be chayiv to bring a kisbo usira either. And in Masava Yachid Shasa by Ras Bezin is chayiv. However, the Chacham argue on Rameya, and they argue on our Mishnah, and they hold Yachid Shasa by Ras Bezin chayiv. And since only a meet of Klal Yisrael did this issa al pi Ras Bezin, since there is no chayiv to bring a parham dov shel tziba, every single yachid will have to bring a kisbo usira. Therefore, Rav Nachman stated in the name of Shmuel that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rameir. However, the Chum argue on Rameir. However, the Gemara continues, Amr Papa, the Papa tells us that even though we just saw that Rav Nachman wanted to say that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rameir, and this is the only way that he was able to explain the Brisa, but the Gemara will now bring four different possibilities as to how to understand this Brisa, and therefore, from this Brisa, you cannot bring a Raya that Rameir and the Chachamim argue b'negei the case of our Mishnah. And as Rav Papa tells us, that it's possible to say that the Kuli Alma Yachid She'asa Beiraz Bezdin is Pata, Hata, even the Chacham that argue in Rameir also agree to our Mishnah that the Yachas She'asa Baras Bezdin would be Pata. And the Machlekes between Rameir and the Chacham in this Braisa is referring to a totally different case, as the Gemara states, El Bezdin Mashlim Rav Tzi become Mefugi, and the Machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim is in the scenario where Bezdin was Mashlim to Rav Tzi. And for example, if 50% of Klai Yisrael, or a little less than 50% of Klai Yisrael, did this Issa based on the Psak of Bezdin, and then exactly 50%, or more than 50% of Klai Yisrael did not do this Issa, and then one of the members of the Sanhedrin, or multiple members of the Sanhedrin, went and did this Issa, relying on their own Psak. In this case, is a machlekes between Rameh and the Chachamim, as Masav the Bezdin Mashlim to Rav Tzi, that the Chachamim hold that Bezdin is Mashlim to Rav Tzi, and since we consider that Rav Tzi did this Issa, there would now be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibur, umasava in bezdin mashlim reiv tzibur. However, I may hold that bezdin could not be mashlim reiv tzibur, and since reiv tzibur did not do this iser, there would not be a requirement to bring a parum davar shel tzibur. And keep in mind that lefi Rameir, not only would there not be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibur, but all of these yechidim would not to bring any carbon, as lemaisa we just stated that all agreed to the din of our mishnah that yachid she'asa baras bezdin would be potter and would not be chayyeh to bring a kisparei seira. The Gemara continues, and l'chiri it would make sense that this is Rav Papa that continues and brings another possibility as to how to understand the machlekes between Rameh and the Chacham in the Braisa, in order to be able to show that you don't have to necessarily say that the Chacham arguing Rameh and the Chacham arguing our Mishnah. It's possible that the Braisa is talking about a case where it was Heru Bezin v'asu Ruba Shalkal, Bezin Paskin incorrectly, and then Rav the Kol went and did a Maisa and did an Issa P'Heru Bezin. Even though the Gemara previously asked that my time with Rameh de Poita, that how could Rabbi Rameir would say that there's a Ptura and there was no requirement to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba? The Gemara explains that certainly both Rameir and the Chacham agree that there is a requirement for Bezdin to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. And the only machlekes between Rameir and the Chachamim is if there's also a requirement for the Tziba and for each Shevet to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. Rameir holds that Bezdin is required to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba, the Tziba or the Shvatim will not be required to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. However, the Chacham Hachiluk on Rameir, and they hold that not only is Bezdin required to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba, but the Tzibur or the Shvatim will also have to bring their own Param Dal Shel Tziba. And as the Gemara explains, Uman Chacham Rav Shimon Hi, Da'ama Tziba Maisi, Bezdin Maisi, and the Chacham of this Braisa, going like the Shita Rav Shimon, and they hold that not only would Bezdin bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba, but the Tzibur themselves will bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. And as we will see, that this Shita Rav Meir, as well as the Shita Rav Shimon, is found in the Mishnah that begins at the bottom of Daf Gimel and Beis and continues at the top of Daf Dalam and Aleph. The Gemara continues, the Rav Papa tells us, if you want, I could explain that the scenario where Rameh and the Chacham are being chaylik in the Braisa is in a case with Shevet She'asa by Raz Beis Dinai, where the Bezdin of a specific Shevet made a mistake and they paskin incorrectly, and then Ravid that Shevet followed a Psak of Bezdin and did it Isser. And Rameh holds that in this case there would not be a Chiev to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. The Chacham hold that even though it's only one Shevet, but there would be a Chiev to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. And as the Gemara explains, Uman Chacham Rabbi Yehudi, this sheet of the Chacham is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanyan, as we learned in Braisa, Shevet She'asa Baras Beis Dinai, Oysa Shevet Chayiv, that Shevet is going to be Chayiv to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. And although the Gias of our Gemara is based on the Braisa, however, we actually find the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and Daf Heim and Aleph. Therefore, in place of the Tanya, some agrees to Tanan, and we bring the Mishnah and Daf Heim and Aleph that tells us, Haru Bezin Shel Echem and Ashvatim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that they will be Chayiv to bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. And keep in mind that when Rameh said that they would be Potter, the number one, they would not bring a Param Dal Shel Tziba. Number two, since Rav Papa already stated that Kuli Amal Yachid She'asa Baras Bezdin is Potter, so since the Shevet relied on that Bezdin, therefore they would also be Potter, and they would not be Chayiv to bring a Kispa Isira. And keep in mind that it could be that this is the reason why Rav Papa stated that the Kuli Amal Yachid She'asa Baras Bezdin is Potter, as otherwise it would be a little bit difficult to explain why Rameh would say Potter, as if all would agree that Yachid She'asa by Ras Bezdin is Chayiv, then Rameh should say that although that Potter from bringing a Param Dal Shel Tziba, but every Yachid of the Shevet would be Chayiv to bring a Kispa Yisira. However, Ayin Rashi, the Mishnah Daf Heim and Aleph, where Rashi is explaining the Mishnah itself, and therefore Rashi states that according to the Chum that say that they're Potter, that it's only referring to the Param Dal Shel Tziba. But ultimately, since we paskin that Yachid She'asa by Ras Bezdin is Chayiv, and not like our Mishnah, so therefore Rashi says that each individual from the Shevet would have to bring a Kispa Yisira. And Ayin Tesis Rush, who points out in our Gemara that when Rav Papa stated the Kuli Alma Yachid She'asa Baras Bezdin is Potter, that Hu Adin Davimatz Lemeima the Kuli Alma Savri, chayiv. El dinichli lemeima the kulid savor kamasisin the oidra mei isle beperek kamasia the yachid shasu by Ras Bezin is potter ayin sham. And Rav Papa continues with a fourth possible explanation as to how to explain the brisa as viibayis ima that the brisa is talking about a case of kagoyin shechatu shisha vein rubi shalkol or shiva afal pi sheein and rubi shalkol. In the case of the brisa is where the Sanhedrin paskin incorrectly, and then either only six of the shvatim, which happened to be roi with a kol, did this issa, or seven of the shvatim, which is roi with a shvatim, did this issa, but they weren't roi with klai yisrael. And it's in this case that there's a machlekes in the brisa between Ramei and the Chachamim. Ramei holds that the only time there will be a chia for bezin to bring a param del v'shel tzibur, only if both roi with a shvatim as well as roi with a kol did this issa. But since this case doesn't conform to those elements, so therefore bezin would not be chayav to bring a param del v'shel tzibur. However, the Chachamim and the brisa hold that even in this case, bezin would be chayav to bring a param del v'shel tzibur. And as the Gemara states, Mastisim money, Rav Shimon ben Lazi, and the Chachamim of our brisa is going like the sheet of Rav Shimon ben Lazi. Tanya, and as we will learn the brisa, Rav Shimon ben Lazi im mishmoi, that Rav Shimon ben Lazi said in the name of Rav Meir himself that chotashisha vein rubi shel kol or shiva afal pi shein rubi shel kol chayavin, that they would still be chayav to bring a param del v'shel tzibur based on these four possible ways to understand this brisa. So therefore, we can't bring a raya that Rav Meir and Chacham argue in regard to the case of our Mishnah. And therefore, although Rav Nachman stated in the name of Shmuel that zudiv Rav Meir of Chacham im yachad shasu by Raz Bezin chayav lemaisa, we don't have a raya to this point. Therefore, we go back to the original member of Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chacham argue and they hold Yachad Shasa by Ras Bezin Chayiv, and the Mefarshim point out that we actually passing like the Chachamim, and we passing Yachad Shasa by Ras Bezin Chayiv, and not like our Mishnah. The Gemara now continues that we already stated that at least according to most Manda Amrim, the only way that you'd be Chayiv to bring a Param Dov Shel Tzibur is only if Reva Tzibur did this Issa based on the mistaken Psak of the Sanhedrin, and Amr Rav Asi, and Rav Asi tells us, that when calculating, if you have Reva Klai Yisrael, only take into account the people that live in Eretz Yisrael, and not the Yoshvei Chutz Laretz, as in regard to Param Dov Shel Tzibur, the Torah states, Lashon Kol, as the Pasuk states, B'nelem Dova Me'ini HaKol, as Rav Asi will now prove that the word Kol refers to those that live in Eretz Yisrael, as Shenem, as the Pasuk of Melachim Aleph states, V'yashlema Be'esahi Esachag, V'chol Yisrael Imoy Kol Gadol, Melvei Chamas Adnach Mitzrayim, L'fnei Hashem Alakenu, Shivas Yomim, V'shivas Yomim, Abba Asuyayim. Rav Asi points out, Mechtei Ksiv V'chol Yisrael Imoy, that the Pasuk already stated that all of the Klai Yisrael was together with Shlema, and Kol Gadol, Melvei Chamas Adnach Mitzrayim, Lomeli. Then why did the Pasuk have to tell us that it was a great Kol, and the Pasuk specifically mentions the border of Eretz Yisrael, and they came from Levi Chamas to Nach Mitzrayim, Shema Mino, Hanihu de Ikri Kal, Avahanach le Ikri Kal, that only those that live within the borders of Eretz Yisrael are included in the word Kal, those that live in Chutz La'aretz are not included in the term Kal. And Ayin Tesis points out, Af Gav de Divri Torah be Divri Kabbalah le Yafinan, however ha, Havi Gilu Milso Ba'alma. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let us begin with the short Akdama, as the Mishnah and Daf Yudam and Aleph will bring a Machlekes, Benegei, the Par Koyim Mashiach, and Benegei, the Sar of the Nasi. And the Mishnah states, Chotu Achle Nismanu, V'achi Nismanu, Arielu Kadyetis, and Rav Shimon Oimem, Nedlehem Achle Nismanu Chayovim, Umbishim Nismanu Paturin, that the Tanakhama holds that if a regular Koyin headed or a regular person does an Avera, then even if they were then Nismanu to be the Koyin Gadol or to be the Melech, they would still bring a Chatos of a Kispo Seira. And as Rashi explains, on Daf Yoram and Aleph, to Rabbonim Basa Chet Azli, and at the time of the Chet, they were regular Hedyetis, and therefore, even if their idea of the Chet would occur after he became the Kohen Gadol or the Melech, they would still be chayiv to bring a Kispo Yisira and not the Pak Kohen Mashiach or the Sar of the Nasi. However, Rav Shimon argues and he states that if they find out about their chayit only after they were nismana to be the Kohen Gadol or to be the Melech, then they would be potter and they would not bring a Kispo Yisira and they would not bring the Pak Kohen Mashiach or the Sar of the Nasi either. Based on this Akdama, let us see our Gemara, and the Gemara begins Pshita Merubim Vismaitu Hainu Plukted Rav Shimon Rabbanon, that if Bezdin Paskin incorrectly and Reva the Tzibur did Avera, therefore Bezdin was chayiv to bring a Param Dov Shel Tzibur, and prior to Bezdin bringing the Param Dov Shel Tzibur, some of these people died. Now it's only a mid of the Klal that did this Issa. This din would be dependent on the Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. And as Rashi explains, that since the Tanakhama holds that we go busted the Zman of the Chet, so in our case as well, since at the time of the Chet it was Reva Klal Yisrael, so Bezdin would be chayiv to bring a Param Dov Shel Tzibur. However, since Rav Shimon takes into account the Zman of the Chet as well as the Zman of the Yediyah, as Rashi explains, Hachinamim Neidlehem Achlenis Maitu Chayom Lahavi Pa. Mutar, that if Bezdin would have found out about the mistake at a time that the ones that did this issa were still the Rav, then certainly it would be chayav to bring a paron davar shel tzibor. However, Avol im noyv lehem mishnis maito peturin, but if Bezdin only found out that they made a mistake after the time that these people died, and therefore there's only a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael that are left that did this issa, then Bezdin would not be able to bring a paron davar shel tzibor. And our Gemara continues and asks, mu'atim v'nisrabu mai, in the case that Bezdin paskin incorrectly, and then less than Rav the tzibor went and did this issa based on the psak of Bezdin, and then prior to Bezdin realizing that they made a mistake, some of the people that did not do this issa died, and at the time that Bezdin realized that they made a mistake, the original group that did this issa were now Rav of Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara has a shayla as to what the halacha would be, and would we say that Bezdin would be chayav to bring a parum davar shel tzibor or not? And as Rashi at the end of the second line in the left column on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph states, the hanim u'atim ben Srabu loydami mamish lechato yachlo nismanu. This case is not exactly like the case on Daf Yudam Aleph, as the mu'atim kichotu bayro labnei karbininu. As originally, when these people did an avira, they were only a meat of Klal Yisrael. At that point, there was no chiyev to bring a parum davar shel tzibor. Rashi adds in that these yechidim would not even be chayev to bring a kispa isira. And as Rashi states, the yachid she'asa bayro's bezin is potter. And it seems that Rashi holds that the Gemara Shaila is only according to our Mishnah that we held that Yachad She'asa Bayros Bezdin is Potter. And as Rashi continues, Avo Kichotu Koy Mashiach V'Nasi Adshle Nismanu Hoyu B'nei Korbin U'michai V'Lasuya Kispa Yisira. But in the case on Daf Yud, and certainly at the point that this Hedit, who is not yet a Koy Mashiach or not yet a Nasi, did this Issar, they would be chayav to bring a Kispa Yisira. And they were always in the Pasha of bringing a Korbin, and the only question is which Korbin they should bring. And Rashi continues, Av Mu'min Smatu Domi Mamish L'chete Adshle Nismanu Hom Ruben Kichotu B'nei Korbin Ninu Va'amtu L'hochi Kamba B'ruben Nispatu Da'u Plukti Rab Shim Rabbanon Av Mu'atim Nisrabu Boilon Idomi L'plukti Rab Shim Rabbanon Eloi. And Rashi explains the Gemara Shaila as Mi Amrinon Rab Shimon De Basi Yediyah Azal. Do we say that since Rab Shimon goes Basi Yediyah Da Amim Neidlehem Adshle Nismanu Chayovin Kibetchila Hochi Naim Mechayev D'chi Yisadilu B'chiyuv Yisadilu, that at this point when Bezdin found out that they actually made a mistake, and at that point it was Rav of Klal Yisrael that did the issa, so Bezdin should be chayav to bring a parum davar shel tzibor. However, since the Rabbanon Daf Yud hold that we have to look at the time of the chayit, so since in our case at the time of the chayit it was only a meat of Klal Yisrael that did the issa, Rabbanon would hold that we would not bring a parum davar shel tzibor. Or would we say that even Rav Shimon would agree that in our case that Bezdin would not bring a parum davar shel tzibor, as lemaisa at the time of the chayit they were only a meat of Klal Yisrael, and certainly there is no chiyuv of any carbon if it was only a meat of Klal Yisrael that relied on Bezdin. And as the Gemara explains, Mi pligi Rav Shimon Rabbanon, as Rav Shimon de Asal Bas Yediyah Mechayev Rabbanon does li Bas Chata Patri Oigloi, and the Gemara states Mai, and some are not curious the word Mai. However, the Gemara explains that certainly there is no Shaila, and even Rav Shimon would agree to Rabbanon. In our case, there would not be a chiyev to bring a Param Dav Shel Tzibor. And as the Gemara explains, Vetizbara as Eimu de Shamat li Rav Shimon de Asal Af Bas Yediyah Hechi de Havi Yediyah Vechata Bechiyev. And the only time that we find Rav Shimon was chelik on Rabbanon was only in a case that not only was there a chiyuv to bring a carbon at the time of Yediyah, but there was also a chiyuv to bring a carbon at the time of the chayit. So specifically in that case, Rav Shimon holds that we also have to look at the time of Yediyah. However, Yediyah b'lei chata mi shamet lei, that certainly Rav Shimon would not be chelik on Rabbanon in a case where at the time of the chayit there was no chiyuv to bring a carbon, as the imkain leisi kahashta, as if Rav Shimon would hold that we go basi Yediyah alone, then why would Rav Shimon have said that if the chayit was neida to the Kriya Mashiach or to the Nasi only after the Nismanu, then they would turim legamri and they wouldn't bring the Kispo Esira, and they also wouldn't bring the Pakoy Mashiach or the Sar of the Nasi, but the Khiri they should bring based on the Idea. And since at the time of the Idea they were already Nismanu to be the Kohen Gadol or to be the Nasi or the Melech, why wouldn't Rab Shimon have said that the Kohen Mashiach should be chayav to bring a Pakoy Mashiach and the Melech should be chayav to bring a Sar of the Nasi? El Rab Shimon Chatav Idea Bai. Therefore, we see that Rab Shimon requires that there had to be a chiyuv of a carbon both at the time of the chayit as well as the time of the idea. Therefore, as Rashi points out, umuatim v'nisrabu l'divrei kol peturin, then in our case, even Rav Shimon would agree that there would not be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor. And as Rashi states, the chichatay b'ptur chatay, as at the time that they did the isser, they were only a meat of Klal Yisrael. And as Rashi previously stated, that we're going according to the man d'amar that yachid she'asa by Ras Bezdin would be potter. And our Gemara now continues, ubaylu, and the Gemara will ask a series of four shaylos. Number one, who Bezdin chilev mutar, and if Bezdin paskin that specific type of chilev is mutar, va'asu meat akol, then a meat of the kol did this issa based on the psak of Bezdin, v'chazu Bezdin behen, and then Bezdin retracted their original psak, certainly at this point there was no chiyuv of a parhelm davish shol siba, but then behu they once again made a mistake and they once again paskin that that chiyuv is mutar, and another mead of the klal did this based on the psak of bezin. When combining both of those miutim, it turned out that Reuven the tzibor ate this chiyuv based on the psak of bezin, and as the gemara states, v'asu miyad achar, so ma'u obiyadin, and the gemara explains the two studim as kivin the shtei ideas in the loy mitzarev, that do we see that since they are separate ideas, so the two miyutim cannot be mitzarev, and there would not be a chiyuv to bring a par of davar shel tzibor, or idilma kivin the idivid chiyuv who mitzarev, or do we see that since they made a mistake regarding the same isser, therefore the miyutim could be mitzarev, and there would be a requirement to bring a par of davar shel tzibor? The gemara continues with the second shaila, as v'imtim tzileima kivin the idivid chiyuv who mitzarev, that if you're going to say that since both of psukim were relevant to the same chiyuv, and both miyutim of the kal ate the same piece of chiyuv, so therefore they would be mitzarev, and bezel would be chayev to bring a par of davar shel tzibor. But what would be a din in the following case? Bezel made two different mistakes regarding two separate types of chiyuv, as miyut b'chiyuv shal gabe akeva, or as it seems Rashi is gurus, miyut b'chiyuv hamechasa hakerev, and miyut b'chiyuv shal gabe dakin ma'u, that bezel paskin incorrectly regarding two types of chiyuv, and they said that they both were mutter. For example, they paskin that chiyuv shal gabe akeva, as well as chiyuv shal gabe dakin, are both mutter, and Reuven Klai Yisrael did not eat either one. But if we've been starved to meat of Klai Yisrael that ate the chiyuv shal gabe akeva, as well as the meat of Klai Yisrael that ate chiyuv shal gabe dakin, that would be Reuven Klai Yisrael. Would there be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor or not? And as the Gemara explains the shayla, hachavadai kivin the mitrei krei kasi loy mitstarv, would we say that even though that there's an issa of chiyuv, but both of these yisurim come from two separate limudim, therefore the miyutim could not be mitstarv? Or yidilma, or would we say kivin the idiv chiyuv who mitstarv, that since lemaisa Reuven of Klai Yisrael eat chiyuv b'issa, therefore they would be mitstarev, and therefore there would be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor? And ayin Rashi oydilma kivin the chiyuv shem echad hu, the bein chiyuv amechasas akerev ubein chiyuv amechasas adakin shem echad hu shechiyuv stamikru, and therefore there would be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor. The Gemara continued with the third shayla, as v'imtim soima shem chiyuv echad hu mitstarev, and if you will say that since Reuven of Klai Yisrael was oivan the issa of chiyuv, therefore they would be mitstarev, and there would be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor. So what would be the din in the following case? As miyut b'chiyuv u'miyut b'dam ma'u, now let's say bezin paskin that one type of chiyuv is mutter, and they also paskin that one type of dam is mutter, miyut of Klai Yisrael eat chiyuv b'issa, and a miyut of Klai Yisrael eat that dam b'issa, so would they be mitzarev, and would bezin be chayav to bring a parum davar shel tzibor or not? And as the Gemara explains, hachavadai the tree yisurin inu v'kivin ein yisurin shavah loy mitzarev, that do we say that certainly in this case, since they're two separate yisurin, and their yisurin don't apply evenly, and as Rashi points out, the chiyuv in shav b'kol, the chiyuv chayav mutar, as chiyuv is not going to be usher in all cases, as chiyuv of a chayav is mutar, while dam is going to be usher in all cases, as dam of a behema as well as a chayav is usher. Therefore, we can't be mitzarev these yisurim, there will be no requirement to bring a parum davar shel tzibor. Or yidilma, or would we say kima the karbon and shav mitzarev, that since lemaisa you bring the same carbon both for chiyuv as well as for dam, as a yochid will bring a kispa yisira, and when Reuven the tzibor did the sisar, and there would be a chiyuv of a parum davar shel tzibor, so maybe they would still be mitzarev. Therefore, there would be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor. The Gemara now continues with its fourth shayla, as b'imtim sleima, as once again, if we will take the position that kivin the kabbonis shav mitzarev, that there would be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor, as since the kabbonis are the same, therefore they would be mitzarev. What would be in the following case? Amir bechelav v'mir ba'beis gechavim ma'u. If bezdim paskin incorrectly benegia one type of chelav, and they also paskin incorrectly benegia din of avedizara, and the meat of Klai Yisrael was Ivana Isav Chilev, and the meat of Klai Yisrael was Ivana Isav Yisgichavim, then will we still be mitzarev them to Raiv? And as the Gemara explains, Hachadadai in Yisurin Shavah in Kabbonin Shavah, that certainly in this case, their Yisurin are not the same, and their Kabbonis are not the same. And as we previously stated in that Dhamma to Mesechta, then when a Yachid is Ivan, all are various with his Achiev Chatas, then they bring a Kispa Isira, but if the Ivan of Yisurin Beshegeg, they would be hired to bring Dafka Seira and not a Kispa. Similarly, if Reuven the tzibor is Ivan Issa based on the Rea Bezdin, then the chiyuv for all Averis would be a parum davar shel tzibor, and the chiyuv for Avedizara would be a parum oila, and a sir izim ul chatos, and therefore they would not be mitzarev. And the Gemara continues, oidilma, kibin de idi vidi karasu mitzarev, or do we say that since ultimately one eats chiyuv who serves Avedizara b'mezid, then you'd be chayav karas, so therefore they would still be mitzarev, and therefore there would be a chiyuv to bring a parum davar shel tzibor? And the Gemara ends off teiku, and is not paishit. And in regard to the last shayla ayin tesis dibu maschel v'hu shabbis chav mutaris as tesis eitz tzarachin ma'yaviu kivin shein kapanasein shabin imiviu karbon aviz chavim v'gam dechilip oiloi ayin sham. The mafarshim bring down that the Rambam is not curious teku. The Gemara now continues with another shayla as he boiluhu hayu bezin shechilu muta that if one bezin paskin that chilu is muta v'asu mi that call then only a mi the call went and did this issa based on the psak of bezin or mes isa bezin. And then the people on that bezdin died, but I'm a bezdin achav because of her. And then another bezdin made a similar mistake, and they also paskin that this chaylev is mutar. And then another mir did up that bezdin, and now we have arrived. So ma'u what would be the din, and would we say that he would be mitzarif or not? Ayin Taser Rasha points out, pirish im tim salema chaylev v'chaylev mitzarifin, that even if we say in regard to the first shayla that if one bezdin made a mistake and then they realized their mistake and then they once again made a mistake, then the two miyutim would be mistarev, but hanimili b'chad beidina, I'll betray beidina loy, oidum aloy shna, and the Gemara is poshet, aliba demanda oma, bezdin maisi leite bay l'chad ala snow, that certainly according to those shitas that we'll see in the Mishnah on the bottom of daf dal and abeis that hold, bezdin is the one that brings the parham del v'shaltziba, so certainly there is no requirement to bring the parham del v'shaltziba, as each bezdin is going to be potter, as only a meat was also al pien, and the Gemara states, alkiti bay l'cha, aliba demanda oma, tziba maisi, that my shayla is according to the man that holds that the tzibah is the one that brings the power of the tzibah. My, what is the halacha? At tzibah hakoi, as the mice the tzibah is around, and the mice since raved the tzibah, ate chaylev al pi haras bezdin, so therefore the tzibah would be chayev to bring a carbon power of the tzibah. And we continue on daf gimel beis, oiduma, or we say, yediyah dehu bezdin dehu be'inon, that there's a requirement for the bezdin of paskin to have yediyah that they made a mistake, and since the original bezdin is no longer here, therefore there couldn't be a chayev to bring a power of the Tzibur. And once again, the Gemara ends off Teku, and the Gemara continues, Amr Abyenesin and some Agus, Amr Abyechran, Meish Yashvul Hayris in Chayovin at Shiyeru Kulon, that if there are 100 Dayanim that are sitting to Paskin, then the only way that there will be a Chiyah to bring a Paran Dov Shal Tzibur is only if they all agree to the Psak, and even though there's more than 71 Dayanim, there's still a requirement that all of the Dayanim should agree to the Psak, and this is based on the Pasuk in Vayikra, Benegay and Paran Dov Shal Tzibur, Shenema, as the Pasuk starts, Vim Kardas Yisrael Yishku, Yishku Kulon until the entire Eda made a mistake, and Achatipsha Rabbachal Adas Yisrael, and until the entire Eda agrees to the Psak, and they all make the same mistake. And the Gemara continues, Amr Avhuna, Breder Av Hoshio, Osama Geris, Amr Avhuna, Breder Av Bishua, Hachinami Mistavra, that this Mistavra, as Bechal Terra Kula Kaimulon Rubik Kuloi, as although there's a general rule, Benegea all of the Terah, that Rubik Kuloi, but the Hachaksiv Kaladas, but Benegea the Dinner Power and Dov Shalziba, the Terah states, Kaladas, and Hoyal Vakach Afilo Emeya, and therefore the Torah seems to be telling us that there's a requirement that all the Eda has to agree, and even if there are 100 Dayanim, and Ayin Rabbi Kvega in the Gulin Hashas, who points out that even though our Gemara used Lashon, the Bechor Torah Kula, Lav Dafka, Ayin Shom, and our Gemara will now continue and ask multiple questions on the Sheet of Rabbi Enesin or Rabbi Yechron, and the Gemara will ultimately come out to Yufta, the Rabbi Enesin to Yufta, and the Gemara continues, Tan, that we learned in our Mishnah, Hayu Bezdin, V'yada Echem and Chato, a Talmud Roy. Our Mishnah Paskin that this specific Dayin or this Talmud would be chayav to bring a kispo isira as they would not tell a bezin, and the Gemara is medayik hayu de chayav that it's only this Dayin that will be chayav. However, ha'achah potter, but anyone else that relied on bezin would be potter. And the Gemara is v'amai halay nigmar hira or as some agurus halay ashve badayu that the ma'isa. All the Dayanim did not agree, as one of the Dayanim knew that they made a mistake, and if so, every single Yochid should not be Potter, and they should be Chayat to bring a Kispa Yisira, as this doesn't fit into the standard case of a Yochid Sha'asu by Ra's Bezdin, since this Psak Bezdin is not considered a valid Psak Bezdin, B'negeir Dinim of Parahom Davishal Tzibar, which therefore would extend B'negeir Din of Yochid Sha'asu by Ra's Bezdin as well. And keep in mind that the Gemara's question is specifically on Rabbi Enosin, as if not for this member of Rabbi Enosin, then we could explain that our Mishnah is talking about a case where although this Dayan did not agree to the rest of the day on him, but the Maisa he kept quiet, but according to Rabbi Enosin, that would not suffice, as even though he kept quiet, but the Maisa he did not agree to the rest of the Bezdin, therefore this would not be considered a valid Psak Din or Bezdin, but negated Din of Parham Dol Shel Tzibar. And the Gemara answers, Hachem Mayaskinan, Kagoyin Shehirchen Ahu Echem and Bereshai, or as some Agurus, Kagoyin Shehirchen Bereshai, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where this Dayan didn't sit silently, and instead he actually shook his head. head, and it seemed like he was agreeing to Beis Din, and therefore it's considered that they were Yoyre Kulon, and the Dinim of Haram Dovah Shel Tzibur apply to this case as well. And the Gemara continues with a similar question and a similar answer as Tashma, and the Gemara will ask this question from Mishnah and Daftal and Beis, as the Mishnah states, Hayu Beis Din v'yoda echem en sheto, that a Beis Din paskin incorrectly, and one of the Dayanim knew that they made a mistake, but Omlehen toyin at them, and he actually said to them that you're making a mistake, Hareilu Paturin, then they would not be a chiev to bring a Parum Dovah Shel Tzibur, and the Gemara is Bedayik, time of the Omlehen toyin at them to the Paturin, that the only reason why they were Pater from bringing a Parum Dovah Shel Tzibur is because he actually stated that you're making a mistake, Hashosak Mishta Kayovin, the Gomla Hira, but if he would have kept quiet and he wouldn't have said anything, then they would have been chiev to bring a Parum Dovah Shel Tzibur, and it's even considered a valid Hira, but again, the din of Parum Dovah Shel Tzibur, but the Maisa, according to Rabbi Yenison, this should not be considered a valid psak, as even though he was quiet and he abstained from giving any psak, ultimately there isn't a unanimous psak, and therefore the din of Parum Dovah Shel Tzibur should not apply. And once again, the Gemara gives the same teretz as Amri, Hachinami, Kugoyin, Shehichim, Bereshai, that this Dayan shook his head, and it seemed like he was agreeing to Beis Din, and therefore it's considered like the Ohara Kulon, and the din of Parum Dovah Shel Tzibur would apply. And the Gemara continues, Masra of Mishashia, and Rabbi Mishashia will ask a question from a Braisa and bring a tiyufta to this dinner of Benison. As the Braisa teaches us, some Rabbi Sina, Divir Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, about Divir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, show Imim in Gazing Zeir al Tziba, Elam King Rabbi Tziba Yechon Lamaba, that Rabbana was Seimech on the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and on the words of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, that they held that the only time that we're allowed to make a Gzeir on the Tziba is only that type of Gzeir that most of the Tziba could keep. And the Omer of Adaba Abba, or as some agrees, the Omer of Adaba Hava, Me'ikra, that what is the Makar for this din, and he brings the Pasuk of Malachi that states, Ba'me'ira atam ne'orim v'oisi atam koivim ha'goy kuloi, that since you are not following the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you should be cursed. But the Pasuk makes a caveat that it's only if the entire nation could keep this gzira, and it's only at that point that they should be cursed. Therefore we see that in Goy Zingzira l'tzibar, Elim kim rei v'tzibar yuchayim l'amabar, Ramashashir now brings a raya that v'hocha d'chsiv ha'goy kuloi, and this Pasuk, the Pasuk specifically states that it's the entire nation, v'rubi k'kulu d'ami, and even so we explain that only means Reva Tzibar, and therefore, even though the Pasuk Benegate of Param Dov Shel Tzibar states Vim Kol Dasi Sol Yishku, it also doesn't refer to the entire Beis Din, and it could actually refer to most of Beis Din as Rubi Kukulai, therefore, Tiyofta de Rabbi Yisin Tiyofta, and the Gemara continues and asks, Velamai Kol Das to Kam Rachmana, so why is it that the Torah stated Kol Das? The Torah doesn't mean the entire Sanhedrin, and the Gemara explains that certainly Benegate of Psak is enough to have Rav of the Sanhedrin, however, Hochi Kamar, the Torah is teaching us, that if you have the entire Sanhedrin there, then it's considered a valid psak. And even if some of the Beis Din do not actually say anything and they're quiet and they don't give a psak at all, it would still be considered a valid psak. If you don't have the entire Sanhedrin and you don't have all 71 of the Dayanim, then it would not be considered a valid psak. And the Gemara continues and brings down two memories that we already saw in Masech Sanhedrin and Amar Bishua. Or as we saw, Masech Sanhedrin, Amar Bishua Ben Levi, Asar Shiyeshvim Bedin, Kriyul Talu Bitzava Kulon. If there are 10 that's sitting in a din, then the noose hangs around the neck of all of them. And the Gemara asks Pshita, the Lachayda seems to be Pashut. And the Gemara explains Hakamashblon that the Chiddush Rabbi Shua Ben Levi is that Afilu Talmud Bifnei Rabbi, that even there's a Talmud that's sitting in front of his Rebbe and he's not involved in this din Torah, but if he hears that his Rebbe is making a mistake, then certainly he has a requirement to actually say to his Rebbe that he's making a mistake. And if he doesn't do so, then the noose is around the Talmud's neck in Chulk and covered the Rabbi, and he would also receive an Oinish. And the Gemara continues, Rav Huna, Ki Ava Nafik Lebeidina, Maisei Asura Tanoi, Debe Rav, Lekamei, and Omar, Ki Hechidin, and Taya, and Shiva Mekshura. And when Rav Huna went to Paskin, he would join together with 10 other Talmidei Chachamim, and he would bring them in front of him. And he did so in order that they should correct him if he was making a mistake. And he explained that each one would take a chip of the wood off of his shoulder, and they would be able to carry the responsibility together with him. And the Gemara continues with another story. Rav Ashi Kavim Maisi Trefas L'Kamei, when they would bring a Shaila about a Trefa in front of Rav Ashi, Maisi Asar Tabochim Mimasa Machasya, whereas the Gemara Masech Sanhedrin states, Maisi Kul Tabochim Mimasa Machasya, they would bring all of the butchers from Masa Machasya in front of him, Umaisav Kamei, and Omar Kihechen and Tayin Shiva Mekshura, as we explained. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and we will explain the Pashas of the Mishnah, as the Gemara will explain it in further detail. And the Mishnah begins, Haru Bezin, that Bezin Paskin, and Rovid Tzibah. And then Beis Din realized that they made a mistake and they were chazed from the initial psak. kaprasan or ben shleiv via kaprasan, then it doesn't make a difference if they already brought a pound of a shel tzibar or if they didn't bring the pound of a shel tzibar. V'halach v'asal pien, then a yachid who didn't find out that bezim was chayzer and they retracted their initial psak went and ate that type of chilev or that type of dam based on initial psak of bezim. Rab Shimon poiter, Rab Elazar im mesafek. So Rab Shimon holds that the yachid would be potter and would not be chayit to bring a kisba yisira as the maisi was toilim and bezim. And as we learned in the first mishnah, that yachid shasa by Ras bezim would be potter. However, Rab Elazar's mesupik, if we consider this that he was toilim and bezim or he was toilim ba'atzmai, and therefore he holds that this yachid would be chayit to bring an ashim toloi. And Ayin Rashi, Rab Shimon poiter, lefisher b'shus bezim who oisa shezad dayin loy yodeya she yadu shetol v'chaz ben v'avi toilim Bezin lukach pata, and Rabbi Elazar im yisafek claim as safek ikutelu bezin ikutelu ba'atzmi dami or maybe ashim talui. And the Mishnah continues that even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says that he would be chayav to bring an ashim talui, veizehu asafek. And in what case do we consider it a safek and he'd be chayav to bring an ashim talui? As Yashiv loy b'tech beisei chayav, that if he's sitting inside his house and he could have inquired as to what bezin holds at this moment, and he didn't inquire if bezin was chayzul or not, so then he would be chayav to bring an ashim talui. However, halach loy l'medin. But if this person was traveling, then certainly we consider that he was toilu bebezdin, as he didn't have a requirement to find out if bezdin was chayzer or not, and therefore pata, so certainly he would be pata from bringing Hashem toloi, and he wouldn't have to bring a kizbo seer either. The Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Elazar, and he states, Moidani bezeh, shu karv l'ptur min achayva, that certainly in the case where he was halal chayim medin siyam, then certainly he would be pata, and as Rashi explains, shu karv l'ptur, davi vade toilu bebezdin, shul yod chazer asan, however, Amalei ben Azai, but ben Azai said to Rabbi Kiva, "My shna zem in a yoshev beisai." That what would be the chil between this case and someone that was sitting in the house that you're saying that he would be chayav to bring an ashram talui? And Amalei and Rabbi Kiva responds, "Ben Azai, exactly as we explain, shay yoshev beisai efshahoy loy sheyishma. Vavizeh a person that traveled in Medina Siyam loyhoy loy efshah sheyishma." And in the Mishnayis, instead of being geis Rabbi Elazar, geis is Rabbi Eliezer, and I am teis rush on Adaf, where Taisu Rosh states, Al Kochak Rab Elazar Gassinon, to who Baplukta Rab Shimon, as Rab Elazar is the standard Baplukta of Rab Shimon, over Gemara Nami, Nechlu Breiser, Rab Shimon Ramey, Rab Elazar Vesumchus, and Taisu Rosh is bothered with Tema, Hechik Tani, Om Rab Akiva, Moidani Bezer, Vichi Rab Kiva, Al Divri Talmida, Om Moidani Bezer, and it wouldn't make sense Rab Akiva would use the Lashon Moida when he's agreeing to the Sheet of his Talmud. However, others have the Gersan Amishnah that Om Rab Akiva, Moirani Bezer, Shukar Lup Torman Achiva, and he wasn't be moida to Rabbi Elazar. And the Mishnah continues and teaches us that the only time that there is a chiyah to bring a pound of shel tzibar is only if Bezin's mistaken psak is relevant to a part of a din in the Torah. If Bezin would be oikar, a complete din in the Torah, then the din of pound of shel tzibar would not apply, and the Gemara will discuss this in great detail. And the Mishnah teaches us, haru Bezin lakas kol agof, if Bezin paskas mistakenly in order to be oikar an entire mitzvah in the Torah, an entire is in the Torah, and for example, amru, ein nidu b'Torah, or ein Shabbos b'Torah, then the din of parum davar shel tzibar doesn't apply. However, haru levatal mixas ul kaim mixas haru il chayavin. Then, if roiv tzibar does that isser, then bezer would be chayav to bring a parum davar shel tzibar. And as the Mishnah explains, ketzad amru yesh nida b'tera aval bar shomeres yoyim keneged yoyim potar. If bezer states that there is an isser of nida in the tera, but they mistakenly paskin that if someone has beer with shomeres yoyim keneged yoyim, then there would be potar. Or, for example, yesh shabbos b'tera that Bezin states that certainly there is a list in the Torah of Shabbos, but if someone does a tzah from Meshus Yachl Rishus Rabbim, then it would be Potter. And similarly, Yeshav is Chavim B'Torah, if Bezin states that certainly there is Yeshav is Chavim B'Torah, Avon Meshtach V'Potter, but if someone bows down to Avon Zorah, then it would be Potter, Harei Ul Chayavim. So in this case, since they will Vatel Mitzvahs and Mekayim Mitzvahs, so if Rei Vatziba does a Sisser, then it will be a Chiv to bring a Param Dov Shel Tziba. And the Mishnah brings a Makar, Shenema, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Vayikra, they only made a mistake regarding a detail and not regarding the entire mitzvah or the entire isser, and we will stop over here.